I've been thinking of what I could have available between the weekly episodes. I've decided I'm going to open up the archives, share some of the thoughts, ideas I've shared with GMs, GSMs, and sales managers over the years. I hope you enjoy them and find them informative. Let me know what you think. So here we go, ideas from the archives.
How dealerships can ensure a perfect CSI score. Number one, view your dealership from the buyer's perspective. What is someone's impression as they first walk into your dealership? Is the showroom professional, brightly lit and clean? Does the space look inviting or intimidating? Do your salespeople look presentable and friendly to approach? Do you have point-of-sale material that help the customer without them asking for help? Can a customer navigate the space without help? Take friends and family to your dealership and ask for honest, constructive feedback about each point of contact. The changes you implement can make the difference between a lower CSI score and a high one. Number 2. Make the buying process easy and frictionless. Buying a car doesn't have to include pain. What can you do to reduce the hoops people have to jump through to buy a car from you? Understanding the buyer's perspective makes this process richer and easier. What process do you put your friends through buying a car? Can you duplicate that for strangers? The less complicated and more enjoyable your dealership makes the buying process, the more likely it is that your dealership will receive a higher CSI score. Number 3. Don't oversell and don't overpromise. Trying to wring your customers for as much money as possible, by taking as long as possible, can leave a bad taste in their mouths and define the entire experience. Increasing margins should not be a priority over customer satisfaction, because it can hurt profitability in the long run. Find ways to say yes as quickly as you can. Your promises and assurances not matching your actions and your follow-through is the number one cause of customer dissatisfaction. Every associate should have clear guidance on how to set up customer expectations and how to effectively follow through on after-the-sale items. Manager interaction should act as a fail-safe to prevent problems before they arise. A manager should have a number of touchpoints in the process. These begin prior to the prospect's arrival and carry through to delivery and 3-day follow-up. Number 4. Product knowledge. Well-knowledgeable sales associates can drastically affect the way consumers experience a product. Given the rate that technology advances nowadays, having someone who can make the car seem less abstract and allow prospective customers to better imagine themselves using the car to its fullest extent is extremely valuable. The CSI score is not just about the sales experience, but is also a reflection of the buyer's comfort with their new car. Number 5. It's about the store, not the score. CSI is a reflection of how the new customer feels about your dealership. Take the time to examine each negative and positive survey to identify what your team does well and what they must work on. Incorporate survey reviews with your team. Make customer satisfaction part of your culture, not just a metric to manage.
So let me know. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you next time. Remember, like, follow, share, subscribe. The more people are involved with this, the better it gets. Thank you again, and have a fantastic day.